Friends, we hear tonight in the psalm response, the great Psalm 23. Many of you have heard it before, but I don't know if we've heard it. And it's a perfect psalm for these days. So let me tell a great story. It's recounted by the late, great Archbishop Fulton Sheen. He tells a story of a dinner party. This is going to seem like what world is this coming from, right? Because this would be a challenge to have it happen, certainly in the COVID era, but in our culture, which is rapidly moving into a post-Christian age. So this dinner party was thrown, and there was many people who came, and there was a famous actor. It was a bunch of different people. And there was also a very simple priest who was invited. And the host of the party, one of the things he wanted to do at a certain point was give a chance for this great orator, this actor, to present to people. And so he was thinking in his mind, and he saw both the actor and the priest, and he called them both up, and he said, "Let's hear Psalm 23. Now, the actor had it memorized because it was a Christian culture at the time, and people knew the Bible. And so he gave this great oration of Psalm 23. "The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want." And he went through the whole psalm. And at the end, everybody clapped. It was so beautiful. It was so profound, right? All the tricks of the trade, right? Perfect emphasis, perfect pronunciation, dramatic pauses. Everybody clapped and applauded. And then the simple priest. And he said the same psalm. "The Lord is my shepherd. There's nothing I shall want." And he went through the whole psalm. And at the end, everybody was silent. And then the actor stood up and he said, "The difference, my friends, is this. I know the psalm. Father knows the shepherd. I know the psalm. Father knows the shepherd." We know the good shepherd, not just about him, not just even what he's written about himself, but when we know him, everything changes. The whole of our lives change because we know him. That's the best gift that Carroll College could ever give you, is a chance and an opportunity to come to know the shepherd. That you would know him. That you personally would experience the living God, Jesus Christ, who is the good shepherd. And then everything changes. And it's especially important that we come to know him in these days, when so many people are so panicked, so afraid, so unsure, so exposed, feeling so alone and abandoned. And Jesus is the good shepherd who comes and looks and sees the scattered sheep, sees us scattered in our fear, in our confusion, in our doubt, and in our uncertainty about the future and our uncertainty about the present. And he brings to us a profound calm, a peace, a quiet, a silence and stillness of soul, because he is the good shepherd. He won't abandon the flock. He won't abandon you. He'll be with you. And that will make all the difference. That relationship, that gift, is open to every single person right now. You don't have to fix yourself to be worthy of it. We're not worthy ever of it. You don't have to prove yourself to him. You don't have to come to some knowledge of him in terms of a class or anything else. It's a gift. He gives it. He extends himself. He opens himself to a real relationship with each and every one of us right now. What a blessing. What a blessing. And what a difference that makes if we know him. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For you are with me, with your rod and your staff to give me courage. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Only goodness and kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.